IRS Wilson Ice Arena here in SUNY Geneseo, here in Geneseo, New York, where we're going to be having the SUNYAC Finals here between the number one seed in the SUNYAC, the Geneseo Ice Knights, and the number two seed in the SUNYAC, the Oswego Lakers. Lewis is trying to keep possession, trying to find his man Molinaro, but it's intercepted by the Ice Knights the other way. Brandon Miller along the wing, trying to find Keenan up in front. Romano Keenan tips it, he scores! Matt Doran! He's able to get that one in. The initial shot by Romano, the rebound by Doran. Geneseo up 1-0, 90 seconds in.
As you just said, up 1-0 quick. Just a quick little passing play from, as we've been calling them the last couple of weeks, the Coneheads of the team. The three put together about halfway through the season, right after winter break, and they've been exceptionally productive. Just a great pass backdoor, a little bit broken up, and bouncing puck is always dangerous when hit towards the net. It just happened to sneak through.
Vance gloves it down. However, the intended pass was off of the stick of Levi Wonder. Deep move. Great save by Aaron McKay, doing the splits to absolutely deny Travis Broman.
As you said, doing the splits, stretching out his full body, covering up the entire net, no place to go. And those are some of the most difficult saves, as anybody would know, for a goalie. It's those one-on-one, one guy against one guy. He made an exceptional deep move right in front, but Aaron McKay doing the full splits, shutting down the net.
Cam Russell maintaining this one, trying to bob and weave and get some open ice as he's going to backhand this one. Finds the intended man, Brink. He's going to spin around, he's going to wrap around, drops it off for Miller. Across ice, tipped in, and scores! Brandon Miller able to get the feed that time. It looked like it was from David Schmid, and Brandon Miller puts the Ice Knights up 2-1.
What a pass. What a pass from number 9. Tanner Salisbury down with a 4-on-4. You get some odd formation. Salisbury, the defenseman, sitting right below the dot, makes a beautiful right across the face of Kozakowski to a wide open shot. And that is a momentum shifter. Both teams have been playing so even, and just an absolutely beautiful play by the Geneseo Ice Knights, 4-on-4 right there.
Cam Russell, a pair of goals in the last matchup back on the 9th of February, as Gilmore trying to get this one in front of the net. Schmidt almost had a shot, but it went off of a sprawling Chris McMillan. Another opportunity for Schmidt. Loose puck in the slot. Gilmore with a shot. Schmidt gets it, and he scores! Tyson Gilmore with shot number 1. David Schmidt, number 22, gets shot number 2 on that. And Geneseo has 3 to Oswego's 1 here in the SUNYAC Finals.
David Schmidt, as you've alluded to a couple of times, the 2018 tournament MVP, showing up in the tournament once again in his career. Just another one of those dirty goals, puts it on net from the point, a couple of rebound shots, and Kozakowski does all he can to cover the net. But David Schmidt, right place at the right time, finds the puck on a stick and wide open net. And it's suddenly a 3-1.
Kozakowski trying to bang the stick, his last 6 seconds remain. Emerson took the shot, rebound, what an amazing save by Aaron McKay! And he just put the leg out, absolutely robs Mitch Emerson of putting Oswego within one.
As you said it, what an amazing save by Aaron McKay. Just, he has shown in the last few games that he is the guy this team's going to rely on, and this game is a prime example of that. With the Geneseo team, with the amount of block shots they have, they must have over 10 now, heading into this period with 8 total. You're not going to see that many shots, but when you do, they're most likely going to be high quality when they get through, and he has been spectacular tonight.
Face-off won by Oswego, shoot in at neutral ice that time by Curry, and McKay going to glove it, drop it. Salisbury going for the stretch, as pass for Empey, who takes a hard hit that time. He just laid out Tyler Curry, and an Oswego player that looked like Allen tried to get a shot on by a Geneseo player. A Geneseo player is down on the ice very late after the whistle, and it looks like number 8, Derek Brown, is going to be escorted off of the ice. Excuse me, not Brown, Gillespie getting escorted into the box.
That I will not be surprised if Gillespie is thrown out of this game. That was so delayed, high to the head. No excuse for that. Colin Keenan, immediately when the whistle was blown, jumps off the bench as the captain to discuss the quality of play. Vance, number 10, also on the ice, the captain, trying to figure out what they're going to do here, because that was just Carson Kelly. Carson Kelly is down the ice and suddenly gets up. It's good to see him get up after that dangerous play.
Good to see Carson Kelly up after that scary hit by Gillespie. on Kelly. Ian, talk about what you see in the scene down there with the trainers and Carson Kelly as he walks out of the ice and onto the tunnel.
Yeah, Ryan, he seems to be a bit shaken up. He walked off the he's just sitting down. The trainers are going to take a look at him. It doesn't seem to be anything too bad, but just safety as a precaution.
Thank you very much, Ian, as Zizek and Keenan are talking, and the referees are going to take Gillespie out of the box, escort him into the locker room for the second time here in the Ira S. Wilson Ice Arena in this season. Michael Gillespie heading to the locker room early.
And that's an extremely deserved call.
Let's go back down between the benches with Ian Rieger. Ian, they just had the conference call between the referees and captains right in front of the Geneseo tunnel and right in front of the benches where you are. What were you able to gather from the little discussion by the referees and the captains right in front of your area, Ian?
I'm not able to gather much. It's just a bit out of earshot, but from what I can see, it seems like the refs are trying to make sure everyone continues to keep the play fair, trying to calm things down a little bit. Obviously that last bit a little out of hand. Seeing some frustration being shown by the Geneseo bench right now, but yeah, that seems to be about it.
Ian, correct me if I'm wrong, did I just see a Geneseo player walk into the tunnel and into the locker room?
Yeah, you are right, Ryan. It seems there was another ejection, though I'm not entirely sure. The refs seem to be cracking down right now. I'm going to try and get a little bit more information.
Thank you very much, Ian, as it looked like Tyson Empey was the man heading into the tunnel early, as Ian just confirmed. And after all the scuffles and all the stuff going on, we'll go down to Ian Rieger one more time. Ian, you were between the benches. You were able to try and gather as much as you could from that little conversation between the referees and the captains, and you were able to see the Ice Knights coming off of the bench into the tunnel. What did you see? What did you hear, if anything?
Hey, Ryan. Yeah, so obviously, double misconduct with Tyson Empey being ejected from the game. Very heated players coming off of the ice right now. However, they are fired up, and you can tell they're ready to go for this third period. That was a really good period for the Ice Knights. And just a little bit of frustration towards the end of the period, but they're definitely fired up. If not frustrated, then definitely fired up.
Let's go to Ian Rieger between the benches. 1:45 left in the game. Geneseo up by 2. What do you have to say, Ian?
Hey, guys. Just really good vibes down here. Really good energy. You could tell the team's getting ready to celebrate. Oswego looking very disappointed right now, but you got to be proud of how far they came so far.
I believe Coach Gosek has just called this timeout to try and create some sort of opportunity. Looks like Kozakowski went to the bench as instead of to the net. Could we potentially be seeing a 6-on-5 opportunity here as time for the Lakers is dwindling to potentially tie this game, Ian?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They're going to try to pull out all the stops, try and make up as much ground as possible with as much little time as left.
DiCarlo. Going to take this one along the wing. 1:07 to go. Finds Passero. Fires one. Rebound. And an amazing save by Aaron McKay. DiCarlo had Zizek a wide open net. And Aaron McKay making a beautiful dive to keep the two-goal lead alive with 61 seconds to go.
I'm not completely sure if they got to McKay, but diving across the net, putting his stick out and just chipping it up into the net. That is a game saver right there.
16 left to go. Passero poked away by Salisbury. Salisbury going to pin this one. Keenan going to take a shot at the empty net, and he scores! Taking the shot at the empty net and nailing it was Carson Kelly in his own zone. Puts the lead up to 4-1 Geneseo and seal it, deliver it. The Suniak Trophy is coming back to Geneseo.
And that is the nail in the coffin. As you said it, that's over. The amount of blocked shots in that possession, unbelievable. Geneseo just playing their game the way they're supposed to. They put out their top shot blockers, and they are. Aaron McKay played an exceptional game, but you cannot take credit away from the Geneseo Ice Knights forwards getting out there and laying the body down for their team.
Shot into the Geneseo zone. 1 second left. And with that being said, the SUNY Geneseo Ice Knights are your SUNYAC champions for 2019-2020. The benches clear for the Ice Knights. They swarm Aaron McKay. Frustration on the Oswego bench as they embrace and try to just congratulate themselves on a beautiful effort. Gloves, helmets, sticks all over the ice on the Geneseo side.
Chris Hears pumping up the crowd, walking out, waving his arms all over the place. Just perfection from the Geneseo Ice Knights in those last two periods.
4-1, the final score. The three-peat is complete.
That's the streak of dominance in a division as difficult as the Suniacs is nothing short of what we like to call the word that has been popularized in sports now is dynasty, and that's exactly what it is. The Geneseo Ice Knights dynasty under Coach Schultz.
The co-goaltender of the year in his first year as a starting goaltender, Aaron McKay, recognized as the Suniac Tournament MVP.
Well deserved. It's hard to get recognition playing for this Geneseo Ice Knights team because of the low amount of shots, but that was a perfect game. He could not have played it any better. Just exceptional. 20 saves on the night. He looks calm, collected, and when your goalkeeper looks like that, it's impossible for the rest of your team not to be.
The trophy has been given to the Geneseo Ice Knights. Athletics Director Mike Mooney is giving the Geneseo Ice Knights the banner to hang up here in the IRA. Conley Keenan holds up the trophy, the captain, the senior from Rochester, the Jersey Hitmen. 50 points on the year, handing it off to his line mate from the start, Andrew Romano, alternate captain. Number one point leader in the Suniac and the NCAA. Handing this one off to another alternate captain, Tanner Salisbury. The transfer in from the Bentley Falcons as he's trying to give it off to Tyson Empey, who has changed back into his gear to skate around with the trophy in hand.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Ejected from the game earlier, but able to still make his rounds as he hands it off to the second team All-Suniac defenseman Cameron Russell with his 14 points on the year from the Kemptville 73s. The senior from Webster, one of the local products of this team, Teddy McCabe, trying to do a full lap as he's trying to make the best of this moment in his senior year. And with that being said, let's go between the benches where our correspondent Ian Rieger has got Conlon Keenan.
Thanks, Ryan. Conlon, three championships in a row. How does that make you feel right about now?
Yeah, there's no words for it. You know, we've been working so hard in the offseason, coming into this season, putting in the work late night, the extra stuff, and it feels great as a group here.
What's your mindset going into the next step in this season, like moving forward?
Yeah, I think we just take it one game at a time and, focus on our next opponent when we find out on Monday. Kind of just stick to our routine, keep gelling as the boys on the ice, and, just stick it one game at a time here.
Got any plans for tonight to celebrate or keeping it small?
We're going to have to see. But 3-peat is pretty incredible with this group of guys, and, I think we're going to have a little fun tonight.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
For Ian Rieger, Sam Turk, I'm Ryan Lee. Have a great rest of your night.